Hello to you and a very warm welcome to October's visit to the OK Cafe. I hope you've had a great September. It's certainly turned very autumnal very quickly, so come on in, find that comfortable chair and make yourself a drink. I've got hot water and lemon. I'll tell you why I'm being super healthy in a moment. But if this is your first visit to the OK Cafe, can I suggest that you go back and take a listen at least to episode one, which is the introduction to the OK Cafe, because that will help you understand why we're here, why I visit the OK Cafe with you all every month, and you'll get an idea of what it's all about. So this month has been a very reflective month, actually. And if you've listened to my last visit to the OK Cafe, I talked about anger and managing my anger. And actually, that's quite a difficult thing for me, I think. And it was quite a kind of revelation to be able to look at my anger in that way in our last visit. So hugely grateful as always to you and to the OK Cafe for that opportunity. And I guess I've reflected on it ever since, if I'm honest. And it's very interesting, actually, because I was having a conversation recently with someone who I've come to care a great deal about. And he was telling me about the tunnel of reflection and the tunnel of, that you kind of pass through when you're going from a place of very little self-awareness to a place of much more self-awareness. Or even actually, I'm going to rephrase that, because I think you go from a place of very little self-awareness to a place of self-acceptance. And actually, the tunnel is the journey of self-awareness. And sometimes the tunnel of reflection is quite a difficult place to be. And I was sharing this actually with another friend. And he said he didn't like the idea of it being a tunnel, and he would prefer that it was a bridge, a bridge between two worlds, if you like, the world of, little self-awareness and then the world of self-acceptance. But the problem is it's not a bridge, because if it were a bridge, I think it would be easier to cross. The reason it's a tunnel is because it is difficult and sometimes dark, and sometimes when you're, kind of drilling down your self-awareness, it does remind me of that, of a kind of reflective tunnel, where everything that you're, everything that you're putting out into the world is sort of coming back at you, in the way that you're analysing it and you're wondering where some of these behaviours come from. So, exactly what we talk about in the OK Cafe, really, that reflection on, well, I'm angry, why am I angry, where is that coming from, what do I need to do with that emotion, how can I, look at it and accept it and let it go. And I think I certainly over the last month have been almost trapped in the tunnel. I have been, delving into a depth of self-awareness that perhaps isn't always, necessary or even beneficial, really. So yes, so there's, managing my anger has sort of taken me into this tunnel of reflection. But what I have realised, coming out the other side of this tunnel, I think now I start to feel like I'm coming out the other side. What I've realised is that actually managing my anger is about managing my needs. And I think I spoke about that at the end of the last podcast visit to the OK Cafe, because I talked about being cared for by somebody and that care enabling me to be more caring towards others. And so this is where it's me looking at how I care for myself and what my needs are and how I manage my needs. And that, you know, needs are needs, and they can change on a daily, hourly, minutely basis, really. But certainly there are long-term needs that I am aware of and that I do try and pay attention to. One of them is this, you know, one of them is this ability to be able to talk through emotions. That is a long-term need. I don't see that going away for me. That is certainly something that I enjoy and get huge amounts of value from. And there's obviously also the taking care of my physical self need. And interestingly enough, I mentioned at the beginning, I've got hot water and lemon, got a little bit of a sort of crackly throat, as you can hear. But I'm actually running my first marathon on Sunday. So, you know, this week it's been incredible how well I have taken care of myself with that in mind, you know, that I've been training for nearly 10 months now to do this marathon on Sunday. So, you know, hundreds of miles in training to run 26. And so that, you know, that is I've been kind of super careful with myself. I've been you know, taking my supplements properly. I've been drinking loads of water. I've been making sure that I eat, you know, your 3 square meals a day and healthy snacks and all of that sort of stuff that really I should do all the time, right? You know, I should try and do it at least 80% of the time, I think is what they say. So that's been interesting, that actually when it matters, I will take care of myself. So I certainly think I need to look at that more. But yes, it's that the whole kind of managing my physical needs and my emotional needs, and how I look at doing that and how I look at taking that care of myself. But there's something else actually fundamental that kind of has come as a result of this reflection as well, and that's about the self-acceptance. And it's been really interesting because when I started the whole dating journey, I kind of did this bravado thing in my head, and I would say this stuff to myself of kind of, well, they need to, you know, accept you as you are, and you're not a blank sheet of paper, you know, you're a crumpled piece of paper that's been through the mill and the wash and you know, various different things, but the right person will love those crumples, and you know, they won't want to try and flatten you out again and make you smooth, because that would make you something that you're not. And I was, you know, had this really strong sense of you know, I would fight against anyone trying to kind of smooth me out and trying to make me a new piece of paper again. But actually, what I then realised this month through this sort of process of understanding my anger and understanding the need to manage, you know, to care for myself, to manage my needs, to give myself that gift, if you like. What I discovered was actually, I don't think I accepted myself as the crumpled piece of paper. I was trying to smooth out myself, and yet I had this, you know, this really strong bravado against anyone else doing it, whilst trying to do it myself, and whilst trying to make myself new and not crumpled. And it's been really interesting, actually, that kind of coming to terms with that and coming to terms with the fact that what I am expecting other people to do, particularly in a new, you know, the beginnings of a relationship, I haven't been prepared to do myself. You know, I haven't been prepared to do for me. And if I can't accept my crumples, and if I keep trying to make myself a new piece of paper again, then can I accept anyone else's? You know, am I in that place where I can accept that whoever I'm going to enter into a relationship with will also very likely be a crumpled piece of paper? So I feel much more comfortable about that now. I feel much more comfortable that I have admitted to myself that I am trying to make myself new, and actually that if I want someone else to celebrate the crumpled piece of paper, I need to celebrate the crumpled piece of paper as well. And I feel like I'm getting there. I wouldn't say I'm quite there yet. I think running this marathon on Sunday is going to be a huge step forward. But yes, I feel like now I know what to do. I know how to get to that place of self-acceptance. And the tunnel seems to be widening. It doesn't seem to be quite so claustrophobic and quite so trapping anymore. So it's coming to the end of another monthly visit to the OK Cafe. And normally at this point, I recommend some further reading. And I've been absolutely racking my brains to think of something that I've read that have talked about needs, managing needs, and has talked about self-acceptance. And it's funny because I think that the threads run through quite a lot of what I've read, but there isn't anything kind of particular that jumps out at me as saying, oh, that, you know, that is the book that that you need to recommend, because that is the book that covers that perfectly. As I said, there are certainly threads of the self-acceptance and threads of managing needs and taking care of yourself in many of what I've read. Actually, in my own book itself, which I'll give a little plug for, it is The Superhero I Was Born to Be. And looking actually at putting that into an audiobook as well. So hopefully that'll be available for you soon. But yes, that a lot of that is about, you know, taking care of yourself and being your own hero. But there was nothing that kind of immediately, apart from the plug for my own book, that sprung to mind. So actually what I'm going to suggest is that you read or listen also on audiobook to Stephen Fry's Mythos, which is about the Greek legends and the Greek myths, which I've always been fascinated by. I talk about them a bit in Superhero as kind of the basis of the Marvel superheroes, if you like, that kind of idea of you know, the imperfect hero. And the Greek gods have many imperfections, and they don't seem to have any problem with that at all. And you know, they can be very jealous and very vindictive and overly proud, arrogant even. And yet they certainly seem to have no problem with it. And I guess we have no problem with kind of reading the stories about them. So yeah, I do recommend having a read or a listen. I've been listening to it on audiobook, but yeah, having a read or a listen to Stephen Fry's Mythos, and yeah, realizing that, you know, if these difficult emotions are troublesome for the gods and they don't get a grasp on them, then you know, it's okay for us to struggle and to be imperfect too. Thank you very much again, always, for coming to visit me here in the OK Cafe, and I look forward to seeing you again next month, and wish you all an awesome October.